Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., your loyal host and producer, bringing in the program on another Power Friday with our theme song, written and performed by Gregory Stafford. I hope that the end of the week is looking good for you. By the way, you know we had some featured songs for this week. And that means today is not only Power Friday, but it is also Quiz Day. That's right, because anytime we have featured songs during the week, we've got to wrap it up at the end of the week with a quiz where I bring those songs back, and you got to tell me what you're listening to. Sometimes I'm going to ask you for the name of the producer. I'm going to ask you to tell me the name of the artist. Sometimes I'll ask you to tell me the name of the song. Sometimes I'll ask you to tell me, well, a combination. I may want you to tell me several things about that song. All right. Now, but here's the thing. I will always prepare you. Always, always, always. So that way you have a good chance of passing the quiz. That's what I want. I want folks to pass these quizzes. So we're going to be having a quiz. Now, this is one thing I'm going to do. I've done this in the past, not very often, but I will be doing this again today. I usually want to have about three songs in the mix. At least three songs. And so I'm going to, and what I'll do usually, if for whatever reason I wasn't able to get that full three songs in during the week, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, if I wasn't able to get it in somewhere Monday through Thursday, then I'll give you a taste of that third song on Friday. I'm going to do that today. I'm going to give you a taste of that third song on Friday. And so that being the case, that being said, I only got in two songs this week. Remember, tell me what the theme is. What is this week's theme? Some of you are getting it. That's it. Law enforcement. This week's theme is law enforcement. So every song tied in with law enforcement. Now, I can't tell you what the other two, I can't tell you what the other two songs were because we haven't gotten there yet. That's part of the quiz. You got to tell me. But this is what we got to do now. We've got to go ahead and give you a taste of song number three that we did not play earlier in the week due to the scheduling. So I'm going to let you hear some of that now, and this will be included on today's quiz. So here we go. Now, whether you watch this a couple of decades ago or you watch it now, this is a song that everybody should easily be able to call up. Now, there is a reason that I say it doesn't matter whether you watched it way back when or you're watching it now, you should be able to recall the song because it's so similar. Check this out. Same song, they just slightly changed the key. Okay, so I know a lot of you are ready. You're ready. You're ready. I know what that is. And you're thinking about the man who spent some time in Miami. And you're thinking, yeah, that's his name. That's Oh man, yeah. Don Johnson. That's the show that starred Don Johnson. Okay, I'll give you a clue. It is not that one. Nope, that's not it. That's not it. You're kind of sort of on the right track, though. I will tell you that. I'm laughing, but I am serious, too. You're kind of on the right track if you're thinking about Don Johnson and the show that he starred in. I ain't going to tell you the name of that show. Well, not right now, anyway. I'll tell you the name of that one a little bit later on. But, you're thinking along the right lines. I will say that. So, let me do this for you. And shortly we're going to go to a break. I want to do this for you, though. I want you to hear the song that goes to the show that you're thinking about when Don Johnson came to your mind. All right? So that you'll know you really are on the right track, okay? But you're not there. All right? This is the song that goes to the show that featured Don Johnson. Which, as you can tell, is not the same as this song. All right, so like I said, if you were thinking along the lines of that show that features Don Johnson, you're on the right track. You are truly on the right track. We're going to pull it together for you. I promise. All right, but for now, let's do a little bit of soaring. In fact, as we do this soaring and we engage the brain, the way Dr. Stephen Stosny encourages us to, it may, all those pieces may fall into place for you. Yes. Your brain will start clicking on all cylinders, and before you know it, it may bring things together for you in this music realm, just because it's just clicking. All right. Even though the topic, what we're going to be talking about when it comes to soaring, has nothing to do with music. Admittedly, it has nothing to do with music. Just the fact that the brain will be firing on more cylinders may cause other stuff to start coming back to the surface of your memory. Okay, so here we go. In his book, Soar Above, Dr. Stosny does an outstanding job of encouraging us, I mean, really encouraging us, and telling us how to develop our brains so that we become adults who make better use of our adult brains than of our toddler brains. You know, it's just like transformations. How many of you have noticed that when you committed your lives to Christ, you became born again, you didn't change completely? There were things that about your personality, your character, that changed. But there were other things about your character and personality that remained the same. Well, ladies and gentlemen, as we become adults, as we work on maturing, our brains truly mature along with us. The fact that those brains don't mature, the body can mature, but nothing else. Yeah, the brain matures, we find ourselves thinking the way adults think. But on the other hand, there can be other areas of our personality where we don't mature and we still use our toddler brain. We still think like a toddler. We still think like a child. All right? So he's helping us know how to overcome that. Now, check this out. We were talking about valuing before, and in a very, very ethical way, we were talking about valuing ourselves. And we talked about this whole problem of feeling devalued. How many of you can say, I mean, can honestly say, there has never been a moment in your life when someone said something, did something that caused you to feel devalued. Now, notice I emphasize the word feel. They said and or did something that, even if just for a moment, made you feel devalued, even though you had not in reality been devalued. In other words, your value was the same after they made the ugly comment that they did or did the mean thing that they did as it was before they did the ugly thing they did or said the ugly thing they said. Your value didn't change, but your sense of your value, your feeling about your value, your thoughts about your value may have changed, but your value itself didn't change. So we talked about the significance of doing something for someone else when something occurs that causes us to feel devalued. I thought it was so interesting that Dr. Stosny pointed out not that we do something that causes us to feel more powerful, but rather do something that makes us feel more valuable. And he said we can accomplish that by doing something for someone else, doing something for someone else. Someone did something to us that caused us to feel devalued. Rather than go out and do something to someone else, which is what a lot of people do. Do something for someone. Let me give you an example of how very often we'll go out and do something to someone else. Person GB says something at work that hurts our feelings. I mean, really hurts our feelings and causes us to really, really feel devalued, especially if they said what they said in the presence of other people. Not only did it hurt us, but the hurt we experienced also caused us to get mad. That's right. So, when we had the opportunity to make someone else feel bad, we jumped at it. Even if we had to create the opportunity to do it, we went out and did something to someone else. Maybe for whatever the reason, we concluded that the person who made us feel devalued was someone we would not be safe getting back at. So we just took it. But inside, we were simmering. We were boiling. And when we had a chance to do something to someone else, whether it was viciously cut somebody off on the road, cut somebody a mean, ugly look who had done nothing to us, say something ugly and mean-spirited to someone else who hadn't done a thing to us, we did something to someone else to try to make ourselves feel re-empowered. That's not what we needed to do. We didn't need to go for power. We needed to go for value. So Dr. Stosny says, hey, look, someone does that kind of crazy stuff to you and they have you feeling devalued, here's what you do. Do something for someone else. And he said that not only will you feel valued, he said you will also feel a greater sense of value after having done something for someone else than before that person said the ugly thing that they said or before they did the ugly thing they did. All right, when we come back, more about soaring, but also it will be time for you to correctly identify this song. I will tell you this. Let me give you a clue. It has to do with water, but not water from Miami.